So, Golden Child, Child of Gold, how are you?
Good, good,
Thank you so much for taking the time and coming on.
No, thank you for having me.
I stay sane, but playing the game. We wanna be fame, manifest what we want until it's clay. Then I can mold and hold what we know and throw it to the next generation to grow.
So tell the people a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm a producer, DJ, artist from Edmonton, Treaty 6. Been making beats for coming up on 10 years now.
Oh my gosh.
DJing for just a bit less than that, so maybe like six-ish years. And then, been part of Sampler Cafe since the inception. Help run that here in Edmonton, help run Loop Sessions Edmonton, and then, many other wizard things.
Yeah, I love the Wizards. You guys are amazing. Like, I'm obsessed. If anybody knows me, they know that I'm like creepily obsessed with the Wizards. How did Sampler Cafe start?
So Sampler Cafe was originally started by Cree Creation and I believe Brett was a was like a
Oh,
founding
wow.
member. He was one of the ideas, and then a few other community members that helped access the space. I believe Kazmega, and then I actually just got invited by Mr. Koo, who we know. Well, I had met
Sekou.
like super randomly. He just invited me
Gosh.
to it, and then I kept coming out, and I kept coming out, and then I just built a relationship with the guys, and then yeah, here we
That's
are.
crazy. That's pretty crazy because when I think of Sampler Cafe, I think of you. I don't know it through like anybody else but you. So do you, to me, you're Sampler Cafe. No, no disrespect to anybody
No,
else, because I know Creation started it, but to me, yeah, it's like Golden Child, Child of Gold is Sampler Cafe. Yeah, for
there's
sure, for
people,
sure.
yeah, there's people that see Cree that way or see Louis that way, or yeah, Louis also dichotomous was a big part as well.
Dichotomous?
Dichotomous, yeah,
That's a word.
it is a word. I can't
Yeah.
remember. I think it means
I want to say, is that like DYC?
DI.
It's DIC? Okay. All right. I like to spell things. Like, so I'm just, as soon as you tell me a word I don't know, in my head, I'm like, I wonder how I can spell that. You know what I noticed? So I was like cruising. I can't say the word creeping or cruising. I was cruising on your Insta, and I noticed that we were actually on the same album a while ago.
Was it the seven
Dark
eight? Yeah,
Drifter.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
What songs did you do?
I did the very last one.
Which was who? Who was on
Like
it?
5876. It's like the. It's like I think it's like the title. Or no, it's what? It's Dark Gold.
Oh.
Well, Dark Gold. Dark Gold. That's what it's called.
Right. Okay.
Very
Right.
last
That's
song.
a yeah, that's a Golden Child beat. That's funny. Ours was like a random like studio session. I was in Edmonton doing a show and Miss Benzo was like, "Hey, we're going to the studio after your show. Do you want to come?" And I was like, "Sure, why not?" So it's like 1 a.m. and we reached the studio. All of us had COVID. We didn't know it at the time yet, though. Just like sick as hell. And yeah, we created that song. It was like 2, 3, 4 in the morning or something like that, which is like normal hours for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to go back and listen to that one. I'm pretty sure I listened to that whole album at least once or twice.
It's a different kind of song. What we did, it was 2 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was still she, I think.
Oh, you were going by something else.
Yeah, so I think my name on there, on that album, it might have been like just changed to T Fanny, or but yeah, I remember even the show was like marketed as she.
Trouble, deep waters with
pencil to complete my heart. I was in deep, deep trouble with you gone. If you had given me one more time, I'd never lie, always try for you. Apologize, apologize to you. Set aside all my time for you. Dry your eyes when you cry. Say it'll be alright. Hold you close for the rest of the night. You were the piece to the puzzle to complete my heart. I was in deep, deep trouble, deep waters with you gone. You were the piece to the puzzle to complete my heart. I was in deep, deep trouble with you gone. There's a blind spot deep in my chest, deep in my chest. To get a warm feeling deep in my chest, deep in my chest. Now I have a numb feeling, don't know what's next, don't know what's next. It got me falling apart instead, filled up with regret. Notice how I still don't think how you felt. Letting go something that went so well, went so well. You were the piece to the puzzle to complete my heart. I was in deep, deep trouble, deep waters with you gone. You were the piece to the puzzle to complete my heart. I was in deep, deep trouble with you gone. You were the piece to the puzzle. To the puzzle. I was in deep, deep trouble with you gone.
Every time I look to my future, girl, I see you by my side. And even when you be doubting, I'd stay for the ride, yeah. Rain or shine, come to me now. No more waiting, let's make those vows. Tell your mama you and your daddy has arrived, and it's coming home to take his bride. Girl, you know I should be holding you. So tired of being alone. Oh, Lord, need your worship to me. And please stay with me. Won't you stay with me? Girl, please stay with me. Won't you stay with me? Girl, please stay.
Stay.
So if you got into music like 10 years ago, you said, or so, right? Like,
yeah, like 2014, maybe 2013 was when I started making beats.
What made you get into start making beats? Like, did you love music before then and you were just like, how can I get involved? Or was it like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always wanted to make music. And I've tried, like, instruments out ever since I was, like, a kid. I tried, like, guitar, I tried drums, but nothing ever stuck. And then in high school, I started rapping with my friends. And then I was like, yo, I need to make some beats.
Pause. Did you say you were rapping with your friends, Golden Child, Child of Kings? Yeah. Whoa, are you gonna spit bars for us today?
Not today,
no. All right, yeah, I tried it.
Catfish has so many Golden Child bars on his computer.
Who, Catfish does?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go harass him.
They're bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna harass him. I need to hear
There's
these.
Some good ones. Me and Nanik and Collage and Jay Squeezy and Kev made a fire track one day.
Squeezy. Oh, freshly squeezed Jamal.
Yeah.
Yes, got it. Jay Squeezy. Oh my gosh. Also, I know that nobody can see you right now, but like you look like a rock star. You just, your hair like, oh, with my beautiful, luscious, golden hair. That's lit. Have you ever been to Lethbridge?
No.
Really?
Wait. No, that's like down. That's even more south than Calgary, right?
Yeah. It's like...
I don't think so.
Difference, a real difference. find it right. And if we find it, we gon' be a leader. And we'll have the key to paradise. Being lust, fame, or love of money. Be it power, be it greed, or right. There's a pressure to be seen and equal that makes me want to run away.
Okay, so 10 years ago, you said, so when did you know that, like, actually making beats would be your path? Or if you do believe, I think it's your path, I don't want to speak for you. So, like,
my path. Probably when I started, like, being like, yeah, I want to hang out. I want to stay home and make beats. Or, like, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to go to the party. I'm just going to stay home and make beats all night by myself. Or, like.
Oh, you were that music nerd.
Well, I was just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to stay home and make beats. Like, you guys go to the bar. I'm just going to stay home and smoke some weed.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And
you're saving money.
Yeah. Well, I went hard. I think that was the first year I had a sampler. So before that, I was just using Fruity Loops on my laptop. And then I got a machine a year after that. And then I just went hard.
Holy. What was the first like dope moment? Like, I don't know. I imagine as a producer, you must have these like cool moments when an artist touches your stuff and like just makes it into this whole different thing. And you're just like, whoa, what was that like first one for you? Or are you allowed to say it without like offending anybody? But like, you know, like it, like there must have been like that one like years ago, and you're just like, yeah, I wanna work with you, or like I really like what you did to my song, or it was just like a perfect pairing or something.
Well, I mean, the first person that like, I mean, I did a couple things with some people. It was nothing. Yeah, no, the first one was definitely K-Riz when he made Golden. because that was the first, like, I sent him that beat, and then, like, that afternoon, he sent me a verse back, and I was like,
see, okay. And I'm not setting, I'm looking around, like, who am I looking at? I'm not setting up my big brother here, I promise, I did not. I'm just, I was legit curious. It's pretty dope.
No, it is dope. Because it's not like it was the first beat I'd ever sent him to. I sent him a bunch, but I sent him a couple that one day, and then he was like, yo, that's the one.
That's the one, son.
He got Jeez. Done in like, it was like done in like a week, really. And then it took like a couple months for the final version to get finished. But
yeah. Those are the ones, though. That's like, those are the ones that I love so much. Like, especially working with the Wizards, we've done so much music together,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like made on the spot, but like hasn't really gone anywhere. I'm really bad for stuff like
that.
But
that's kind of how it's worked out with all the tracks that are in progress. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's how it worked out with Okay. Like, I gave that to you, and you had that in like 2 days.
Yeah, I remember I wrote that night when you gave it to me. I was like, oh, it's yeah, and then it probably wouldn't. We wouldn't be here at this point because it's actually going to release the same day that this interview drops.
Exactly.
So we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my little brother, probably, because he was like, when are you releasing this? And I was like, oh, there's this and that. And he's like, what are the obstacles? I was like, well, I guess mixing and mastering, that's it. And he's like, how much? And I was like, I don't know. I know it's like hundreds of dollars or something. It's really expensive. And I told my brother, and he sent it to me right away. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, and now I'm executive producer. And I was like, that's not how it works. It's music, not movies. So like, but I'll give him that title. It's okay. He's the executive producer of, yeah, of sure. Okay.
Sure.
Golden Child's low-key like, yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think technically, if you pay for something, you are entitled for something. You own something.
Yeah, you own something. I don't know what the term would be in music, though.
That's fair. Probably executive producer.
Is there no? But there's no executive producer in music, is there? Yes, there's producers.
Oh, yeah. This is executive producers.
Is there? Damn it. Okay, fine. He's right. I hope he's not listening to this right
that's
now.
That's like Rick Rubin.
Who's Rick Rubin? Why does that sound familiar?
Because he's one of the most famous producers.
Okay.
I can't.
Or what about DJ Khaled's son, who's like the executive
Exactly, producer. Yeah. Same, right. I guess that's the same thing, but he's not actually doing that. Jeez.
I mean, maybe he took it out of his son's account. You don't know. You never know.
No, that's because that's how it happened with Okay, and the same way it worked out with the track that's coming out on K-Riz's album too.
Yes,
you had that one back to me pretty quickly. Like, it was pretty instant.
Yeah, those organic ones are nice.
Finish it up.
I think that your beats do that.
Boy,
say what?
You sent me the final yesterday.
How was that? Are you excited for this album?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be pretty fire.
Yeah, I mean, they're all fire for him, but still, yeah. And it's so Alberta fueled, you know. That's what I love.
This for you niggas who doubted me. Now I'm on their way tryna ride with me. Right now I got this. Right now I got this. I lost some family down on the way, but I know my mama, she proud of me. Right now I got this. Right now I got this. This for you niggas who doubted me. Now I'm on their way tryna ride with me. Right now I got this. Right now I got this. I lost some family down on the way, but I know my mama, she proud of me. Right now I got this. Right now I got this. Wanna look back in my 40s, wanna be able to say that I did it. Legend to all of my people, I surely, I held it down for the city.
Remember just shooting my shot, I was missing. Really was 0 for 30. I didn't come from the trenches, but city, I came from my collar, the dirty. Remember the nights I was crying, they really tired of trying. Asking the Lord for a sign, came as my father was dying. Became a beast when I felt all this pain. Been in the cold and it started to rain. I gotta get it, cause line of the same. Went to my dad when I put on his name. I see my mama, she playing the role of my daddy, she really be carrying alone. Mama been holding it down and she act like she got it, but feeling the pain on the loan. Seeing my mama do all that she can to put food on the table, it give me the chills. Get down on my knees and I said a little prayer and I went on the road. Tryna pay the bills. Just for you, so you doubt of me. Now I'm on the way, tryna ride with me. Right now I got this. Right now I got this. I lost some family down on the way, but I know my mama, she proud of me. Right now I got this. Right now I got this. This for you, so you doubt of me. Now I'm on the way, tryna ride with me. Right now I got this. Right now I got this. I lost some family down on the way, but I know my mama, she proud of me. Right now I got this. Right now I got this.
Okay, so I also noticed during the summertime, probably not so much now, but you guys do like hip hop events for the community. Like I've seen sometimes you guys are like in the park, like at Churchill and stuff. What events are those?
That's Cypher Wild YG. That was an event created by Creation as well. It's one that I got introduced to and brought on to 2016. Yeah, same year Sampler Cafe started. So,
So these are like free things that you're doing for the community.
Yeah, it's like a free block party in Churchill Square, downtown Edmonton. Started as a b-boy jam, and it kind of opened up, involved into like b-boys, ciphers, live beats, all elements, you know. And then there's people that come through and paint on the walls there, and there's like a rolling wall that we can bring out. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. If you had all the money in the world, you could do whatever you want to do. You're not working, whatever. What would you do for one day? What would you do? And where would you go?
For one day?
Yeah, you only have one day, and then you have to get back to your regular scheduled life.
Oh.
You could go anywhere, you could do anything, and don't worry about the travel time there and back.
Tough. There's two. I think it'd be going to Atlanta to hang out with Jay Black.
Why?
That would probably be the correct move.
Interesting. And why would you choose that?
Because Atlanta, one. I think that speaks for itself for so many reasons.
Facts.
And then Jay Black's the homie, and he's doing it up down there. And it's been, we've only ever brought him up here, and it'd be dope to go visit him down there.
That's so cool. Yeah. You could have went water skiing.
The music we'd make would be dope, and the people we'd be kicking it with would be fire. So.
Okay, still music. I like it. That's why you're golden child, child of golds. Gold. Oh my gosh. Okay, tell me about the Goldies.
The Goldies?
Yeah, when was that? How did you... Is it something that like you apply for all the time, or did you like apply one time and then you just like got in?
So yeah, that was in 2018. You have to enter when they host entries. It's been a bit different the last few years because they haven't done it in person for what, like three, maybe four years now or something like that.
Holy.
It's been online. But you just had to submit an entry on, I think, Instagram. You just post a 1-minute clip and then submit it through their website. And I only did it because Creation made a video. I saw his video and I was like, yeah, f- that. If he's going to do it, I'm going to do it. And then I did it. And then I was like, I didn't really think about it. I kind of forgot about it. And then one day I was sitting in class, university, and I like looked at my phone because I was bored, and then I saw a DM from the Goldie Awards. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, they're like, check your email. And I was like, what's going on? So I looked at my email, there's nothing there. So I was like, yo, there's nothing in my email. And I think they told me to look at my spam, and I also just went and looked at it, and I saw there were a couple emails, and it was like, you've been
missed it. Oh my gosh.
I'm so glad there was like 10 minutes left in class, because I would have been leaving. I was too hype. I like sitting there holding my phone, my jaws just like dropped, like, and I like have a friend in the class, I'm like, yo, look at this, bro.
So you didn't stand up in front of the whole class and tell everybody?
No, I
I think I would have.
I was super hype. I hit the homies immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going crazy. The hardest part was I wasn't allowed to tell anybody for like... I wasn't allowed to announce it for like 3 weeks.
Oh, that's harsh.
Something like that. Like, you couldn't do it till like the beginning of the next month or something like that when they announced it. So like, I was telling people when I saw them, but I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. I totally feel that. I'm low-key kind of doing that right now.
Dig deep and say something. The globe needs you to speak, so say something. If you bring the toxic and weak, then say nothing. Because the people playing for keeps, so say something. Breathe deep and say something. The people need you to speak, so say something. Plan on saying something that's sweet, say nothing. Cause the plan is playing for keeps, so say something. Makes me think of Martin.
makes me think of Malcolm. Stood against the system, liberation was the outcome. Gave their lives so we know this much about them. Rebels with the cause, we'd be paralyzed without them. How come? Faced with the fraction of the misery, we could serve the cause, such embarrassment and injury. Rhymes went global and we got the people listening. Talking strip of poles, I insist we do it differently. But I won't judge if it's strip, for your hustle can see the whole struggle and feeding your loved ones. I'm just trying to hit the whole picture, so no judgment. Trying to talk sense to your son, to your husband. Cause we live in a time like no other, when the world pays attention to people of your color. And it's not crazy to think we show others that we're taking up the mantle of Martin and those brothers. Dig deep and say something. The globe needs you to speak, so say something. If you bring the toxic and weak, then say nothing. Cause the people playing for keeps, so say something. Breathe deep and say something. The people need you to speak, so say something. Plan on saying something to sweet, say nothing. Cause the plan is playing for keeps, so say something. People think dreaming and reason are so separate, but hope takes root in a scene that's so desperate that there's no choice but to build. The gold skeptic, you feel your soul stretch but can't yield. To those skeptics came from the foulest. Talking black struggle, now we living out the wildest. Dreams we received, the degree of the strength left to Samson. Blinded with the greed, we reducing it to mansions. Anthems meant to inspire the people, taking them higher. Perverted the friendly fire, we mercenaries for hire. Bodies steady dropping the streets, I'm so tired. We should go to war for the weak, like those wiser. All we seem to offer is beef and feed a system of thieves. They're bringing us to our knees, so Lord, please open our eyes to demons who in disguise. Cut them down to size, this is noble's word to the wise. Dig deep and say something. The globe needs you to speak, so say something. If you bring the toxic and weak, then say nothing. Cause the people playing for keeps, so say something. Breathe deep and say something. The people need you to speak, so say something. Plan on saying something to sweet, say nothing. Cause the plan is playing for keeps, so say something. Won't apologize, did I acknowledge my conscience? Won't apologize, I can't comply with the nonsense. Won't apologize, I rep immortal designs. They paranormal and shine like intercosmic deposits. Call it old fashioned, but yet I'm so passionate. Stand a protagonist, not the sole catalyst. There's a whole cabinet teeming with soul mavericks. Human watchtowers who shield in the whole labyrinth. With the soul challenges, stand guard, these vanguards lead the grand charge for these young bloods, so hands off. Spiritual, global, metaphysical standoff. Penetrate the heart with wisdom sharp in the bandsaws. Platform that it stand for eternally. What we leave behind is of utmost concern to me. Not afraid to say it, we in a state of emergency. How we lead the people will echo straight through eternity. Dig deep and say something. The globe needs you to speak, so say something. If you bring the toxic and weak, then say nothing. Cause the people playing for keeps, so say something. Breathe deep and say something. The people need you to speak, so say something. Plan on saying something to sweet, say nothing. Cause the plan is playing for keeps, so say something. Yo, the kids need you to speak, so say something. The globe needs you to speak, so say something. If you bring the toxic and weak, say nothing. If you got a voice on a beat, then say something. The globe needs you to speak, so say something. For the kinfolk on the scene, say something. Plan on saying something this week, say nothing. Cause the people playing for keeps, so say something.
Neeks replies.
Hey, yo, Nico. Hey, yo, MFG. Toughing up in a style again. Chopper, 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 chopper. Chopper. Chop city. A ribbon down again. Chop blood up abroad. Happy making money, yes, and it don't matter. Chop blood, chop blood. Some boys say them a chop dog, them a chop blood. Chop blood, chop blood. Happy making money, yes, and it don't matter. Chop blood, chop blood. Some boys say them a chop dog, them a chop fraud. Bang star, great money, happy young, it's on the line. Body of the client, them, on the line. If I no soap top dog, I locked up. Big fat Matty girl sit down for me lap. Summertime dog at the Porsche at the drop. Big fat Matty dog black and black. Rolex for me on a ticket time. Pony bang a phone me off the chop choppy line. Chop blood up abroad. Happy making money, yes, and it don't matter. Chop blood, chop blood. Some boys say them a chop dog, them a chop blood. Chop blood, chop blood.
fi make you money, yes, and you don't have ya. Chop blood, chop blood. Some boys say them a chop dog, them a chop fraud. Say them a chop a musty guard, not them. And I count up the pounds, baby guard, not them. Big be my dosa, oh girl, the can of them. Chop off a one pack, then me gone again. I fi make a quick trip on the toll. Rolex bust down a goal. Money in a pocket that get thick can't fall. 401 I couldn't 404. Chop lord up abroad. I fi make him money, yes, and he down a jar. Chop lord, chop lord. Some boys say them a chop dog, them a chop lord. Chop lord, chop lord. I fi make him money, yes, and he down a jar. Chop lord, chop lord. Some boys say them a chop dog, them a chop lord. Bang star. Great money off the young panny line. Money have a client them panny line. If I no stove top dog a laptop. Big fat matty girl sit down pa me lap. Summertime dog a the Porsche a the drop. Big fat matty dog black and black. Rolex pa me and a ticky time. Panny bang a phone me a fi chop choppy line. Chop lord up a broad. I fi make him money, yes, and he down a ya. Chop lord, chop lord. Some boys say them a chop dog, them a chop lord. Chop blood, I fi make him money, yes, and he down a yard. Chop blood, chop blood. Some boys say them a chop dog, them a chop fraud.
Say them a chop a musty guard and them. Count up the pounds, baby guard and them. One stop on the door, yeah. Rolling a bus down. Them not chop a thing. A regular the dog, them bling me and tell me riba done chop a thing. Them not chop a thing. Tough enough in a style again.
It was like, it was dope being able to tell the homies. Because they knew it was happening. They knew that, like, homies had entered. And then, yeah, it was dope being able to go to the homies and be like, hey, yo, I got something to tell you, man. Guess what? Don't do the goldies.
Oh, my God. Did you get to bring anybody?
We were trying to bring, like, as many people as we could, but nobody came with me directly, but Cree was finishing up tour with Tribe the week before in Chicago, so we just took a bus to New York.
Which is hallucination now.
Yeah. He just like couch surfed with some homies for the week, and then he met me at my hotel that they had for me.
Nice.
And he slept on the floor, and then Sekou bussed down from Montreal the next morning. And he slept on my floor as well.
Nice. And then,
and then we like met up with some people in New York that we'd met online and that we've been talking to, beat makers and other people, some OGs. And
oh my gosh, did you create?
We didn't do a little bit like the day after when we were just chilling at the spot that our homie was putting us up at. There was like, I got there Wednesday night. We like went out, linked up with some people who I realize now were like, it was like we went and linked up with John Robinson and Pat Paze. Wow. Do you know who John Robinson is?
No, that was just for effect.
Okay. I forgot who I knew he'd like worked with dope ass people. Like, he has a whole album produced by Doom. Like,
okay, I know Doom.
He's
know.
Like, people, this guy's dope as fuck. And like, Brett even sent me with his 45 that he had of his to get signed. I didn't realize I didn't know if we were meeting him that night or the other night, and I forgot. But yeah, it hit me like a couple years later when I was listening to like a tribute song to MF Doom by, what was it, Aesop Rock and Homeboy Sandman. Homeboy Sandman was like, thanks for introducing us to John Robinson and Star. And I'm like, yo, I met that guy. So yeah, the first night was like just chilling with those guys. We went to get a beer and then hung out with the homie Doc Brass, who's this other like beat wizard who's really nasty on the NPC. He's crazy. And then the next day was the Goldies, so that was the battle, pretty occupied. And then Friday we kind of walked around Brooklyn a little bit, shot for some records. I've hung out at a few homie spots, listened to some stories, and then took a train up to our friend's house. He lived like an hour outside New York, and we just chilled there for the next day and a half.
You made sure to make like a whole trip of it.
It was only like 4 days. I should have asked to stay because they already were like, we'll bring you in Wednesday, send you home Friday, unless you want to leave a different day. As long as the ticket price isn't crazy, we'll just send you back then.
But then you got to think about like where you're going to stay.
Yeah, and I was in school, so I was like, I already got to take like half a week off to go do this. But I mean, I didn't care.
That's so cool.
I'm going to the Goldies.
Went to the Goldies. Yeah, so I know you didn't end up winning, but how did you feel after?
It was dope. It was a dope experience.
Yeah.
I was definitely, I can't say I was the youngest person there, but I was the youngest person in the beat battle because there was a 12-year-old DJ from Canada that was in the DJ side of things.
Oh my gosh.
But I was definitely like one of the younger people there, and it was like a good like life experience and like lesson too, because I probably didn't prepare as much as I could have, but also I won just by being able to go. So
yeah,
I don't look back on it badly at all. I look back on it really fondly.
It was literally like just raw talent that got you there.
Exactly. It was it was really dope validation.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You ever seek it out or anything, but when it comes in that form, it's pretty dope.
It is.
Like a track telling you that you're dope and to keep doing your thing. It's like, yo, I'm gonna listen to that guy.
Yeah, right? That's like when I met Princess Nokia, having a conversation with her was like surreal. Just to know that like she's literally just like us, like all the wizards. She's just all about like vibes and universe, and it was cool. It was pretty cool.
No.
I can't imagine. Okay, so what did you steal from the hotel?
Nothing.
What? Are you lying because we're on the radio? It's okay.
There's nothing in there to take.
What? Did you not even like a robe or like a tea or?
No, it wasn't bougie.
A soap fab? Not even a soap? Are you a souvenir person?
I don't think I bought any souvenirs except the records.
So like, do you have any like physical thing of New York or of the trip that you keep?
The box that they gave me with my name on it.
That's pretty good, actually.
Jersey with my name on it. And I have the shoes that they gave me.
Oh, they gave you shoes?
They gave everybody an Adidas package. They got you an Adidas jersey with your name on the back, and then this box with your name on it, and then a pair of sneakers.
OMG.
All the judges got jumpsuits, though, with their name on the back, and I was pretty fucking jealous. So
that's okay, because one day...
And the judges got super fire shoes. And I'm like, yo, none of these people need these. They're all rich and famous. Yo, where's... Like, yo, you giving me the... I'm not ungrateful, but you give me the plain black pair? Come on.
Why do they get all the fancy ones?
Yo, I see those shoes coming out those boxes.
I'm crazy. I can't imagine, because when you go back to be a judge now... You're just going to be, like, stunting on people now. Just be like, yeah, look at me in my jumpsuit. You got all y'all got with jerseys.
I'm still grateful.
Is that why you're wearing Adidas to this day?
No. This is just a comfortable t-shirt.
Okay. Whatever you say. Whatever you say.
They didn't hit me up for that brand sponsorship. I tagged them in the post and everything.
Don't you hate that?
The man took some good pictures of me in the Adidas sneakers.
Ooh, so like you even modeled for them for free? You know what I mean? I totally get it. Like, yeah, they should give you a jumpsuit. Hopefully, they're listening to this right now and they'll send you a jumpsuit. What are we in? We're in January, and when this airs, it'll be the 31st. Oh my gosh! When did you make that beat for OK? Like, is that just one of the ones that you've just been sitting on?
Yeah, probably.
That's cool.
Hold on, I can probably figure that information out.
I loved the title when you sent it. I was like, of course it's called Golden.
Because I actually had exported that out for Do you know DJ Vect or Vekid? People pronounce it differently.
No, I don't think so.
Nasty DJ, Ultra Wizard. But he does a thing on Twitch called Flipper Flop. So it's like DJs submit routines and then producers can submit beats to for them to do routines with or to.
Oh.
So I had done it for a live one in Edmonton during the summer because he did a scratch. There was a scratcher battle in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And he did a live Flipper Flop, and there was like you would the beat person who got the most beats got a beat selected. Or highest beat voted or whatever. If your beat got used the most, you won something. So I actually submitted that beat for that.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm scared to know. Did it flop or not?
Somebody used it.
Ooh.
I didn't get a flop. Like, I didn't win the money because I didn't get picked the most.
The most, yeah.
It was too chill. Some of those guys want, like, crazy, fast, weird beats.
Yeah, I feel that. Like the freaking Grant McEwen one. That one's crazy. Mm-hmm. There's so many instruments in there, man.
It's pretty wild.
But I love Golden Bap. I think that for me, like, and I don't really listen to hip hop like on the regular. I'm such an R&B fan. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I heard it, I was just like, I think I was like, I vividly remember, I'm pretty sure we were on the stairs at Catfish's.
Yep.
And I just like begged you to send it to me right away because I needed it.
You were like, I need some boom bap. And I was like,
right.
And you were like, yeah, exactly like that.
And you didn't even play it like again. You played one beat. And I was just like,
yeah. I
think
I made it like, I might have made that like more than a year ago.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember if I made that after I moved here or before, and I feel like it was before, because nice. I remember playing that at Seiku and LeVar's house one day, and I wasn't living here when I was hanging out with them that often. So, yeah, it's probably kind of old at this point.
That's crazy. It's just been like they're waiting for me.
Yep. I should probably export beats more often, but here we are.
What do you mean when you say that? Like, you make beats and then you don't export them so that you can't really, like, you just never go back to them again?
You just live as an Ableton file. So, like...
Interesting. Nobody,
I can't send, like, yeah, I couldn't. Like, because if it's not finished, air quotes, then I don't want to send it to you. You know what I mean? Or if it's
do
not,
you
like...
go back?
Yeah, I try to. But sometimes I'll go back when I'm like chilling with somebody, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, true, and then you can finish it like on the spot.
Rework it then. Or when people are looking for stuff, go back and like see what I have in the vault and see what I can like spruce up or just change up or whatever.
I guess it's like the same, like, cause for writing, I'll like write stuff randomly. And then maybe circle back. But there's so many little memos and notes in my phone that I have never gone back to. And I imagine that it must be like just random beats like that for you guys.
You make little voice memos of bars?
No, I don't. I stopped doing voice memos because I smoke a lot of weed. So I don't do voice memos, but I'll like write it down. So I have like a lot of like lines,
yeah,
just one liners or like little, maybe like 4, 5, 6 lines, just random stuff.
I've got a lot of those in my phone.
Yeah, it's I don't want to say it's wasted, but like I'd love to have it. I remember I tried to organize it one time. Have you ever attempted?
I'll just start sending you my little bars.
Just sending bars?
I'm just going to send you whatever tiny bars I have.
And we'll create like a golden tea.
I'm a ghostwriter now.
Okay. I won't take it though, because I ghostwrite for other people, so sorry. I won't spit it, but I will give it to someone to spit.
I always thought that too, because sometimes I feel like I can write pretty good. But I'm like, I don't like how I sound saying any of this. So
that's how I first started. And then people just ended up liking how I sounded. But I still think that I sound weird and whiny. But you should definitely...
No, exactly the fucking same. Exactly the same.
Yeah, you should just do it, fam. Or find somebody who can spit it. What's like your favorite vacation place that you've gone?
I ain't gone nowhere.
You haven't gone anywhere?
No, I have, but only as a kid, really. Like, the only place I've been on vacation as an adult was, like, Pemberton for the music festival.
That's in BC.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like...
No, but, like...
I can't call New York a vacation, because that wasn't...
But as a kid counts, because I haven't really traveled as an adult either. I count the ones as a kid that my parents...
Do anything actually cool. Like, we went to Disneyland and stuff. Like, that's cool.
That's cool.
But, like...
People get married in Disneyland. Maybe Disney World.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Good for them.
I'm crazy. All right. Well, thank you so, so much for being a part of T-Fanny Tuesday's Golden Child, Child of Gold.
Thank you, G.